Havas won the global media buying account for Shell. And it did prompt some backlash from climate protesters and also reportedly the loss of another of a client from another of its agencies. So I just wondered what you guys thought about agencies working with fossil fuel clients. And I mean, I think from what I see of their advertising, it is around a lot of their investment in renewable energy. And when does that stray into greenwashing? I mean, obviously it's important to be investing in that, but there's the other things as well.
Havas were always, must have been comfortable to lose their B Corp status because they had been a B Corp company. And to be a B Corp company, you can't work with fossil fuel clients. So they've obviously stepped back from that. I think they've chosen revenue over ethics and integrity, unfortunately. It's a tricky one. You know, I know people who work in that sector and they work in sustainability and they say, I want to make the change from the inside. I know people who feel that that's the only way these companies will change by kind of having that drive to work with them and influence them and drive strategy from a sustainability perspective. But I think the challenge is the advertising of a company like Shell is a micro portion of the entire business, and you only really get exposed to the positive messaging they want to put out in a business that is, you know, under pressure. I think the challenge is, it's all well and good to have eyes on the oil industry, but every other industry is using, you know, shipping and freight and transport and various other things. And so we are a bit naive, I think, to think that, you know, they're the only ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look into plastics, it's formed from petrol as its origin, and how many businesses are using plastics. There's lots of issues there. And I think they're the easy one to say they're the problem. And I mm-hmm. think that's the tricky piece of it. But it was a very controversial pitch. So the outcome of a global kind of move as well, because it's moved from a WPP agency over, I think is quite significant. And, you know, it's not going to be the only one. I think there's other oil companies who'll be observing what happened and wondering, will I just renew where I am and keep out of the spotlight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the spotlight, especially during Climate Week in New York, where Clean Creatives publish their annual list and their annual kind of advertising to employees at various advertising agencies about the companies. I think for me, it's interesting, you know, what you were saying about people that work from the inside and trying to make those changes, because I think, you know, I know many people that work at agencies who don't want to work on those accounts. And so I wonder, you know, over time, as you see more and more people, especially in Gen Z, coming into the workforce and working at agencies, you know, how will they eventually ultimately be staffing those accounts?
Mm. Yeah, good luck to Havas finding all the people to work on it. I think that's going to be a real challenge for them, because they will have some resistance of finding people willing to work in that sector, unfortunately. And they may have to pay above the odds to get the people, and that comes down to a person's ethical choices about what they'll will and won't work on. And I think it's, as you say, younger generations are being more selective on that.
Mm. I wonder, as a sort of a new account exec or media buyer going into that kind of organisation, how much control you would have over, oh, you're going to be working on this account, and then how much can you say, no, I'm not comfortable with that? And I would hope that that would be respected, but that does sound quite sort of optimistic. But I do think you're right, like that if it's a whole swathe of people that don't want to work on that account. But I wonder, for me, I wonder, it's a good point that you make, Hannah, about there other brands that are dependent on oil, but also other brands that use other damaging materials and have also got pretty dire, like emissions statements, and if they do disclose them. So I think it's, how you can pick what to work on, how do you know what's right at the time?
Yeah, and it's really tricky. Like, I've definitely had times in my career where I've declined to work on certain clients and been lucky enough to have managers who've supported those decisions. But, you know, I understand some people have to earn a living and that's their only choice. So it is going to be, really mm-hmm. tricky. And I hope they find the people you know, that are the positive agitators and use that opportunity to really, as best as possible, because it's a behemoth, influence more change and more sustainability and more renewables from companies like that, because very controversial piece of business to work on these days.